next case is under advisement. It's case number 10,988. Mr. Wilkins. It's a variance from the side yard setback requirement. And on this, I'm hearing his testimony. You know, this hasn't been created by him. If it wasn't for this tax ditch, he wouldn't be having this, from the way I understand it. Mr. Mills?
I can appreciate where the builder has a certain style of structure that they build. And I can appreciate where the applicant would like everything on the first floor. But it doesn't it doesn't change the fact that the property can be developed in strict conformity.
I was going to say that, Mr. Mills, I agree with him. I've seen many a property where people would like to put their house a certain way, so to speak, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they did that, they would have to come for a variance. Now, in this case, you said he could turn the house and meet the setbacks. And I agree with Mr. Mills that we can, in other words, he could develop this if he turned the house. But again, he said that the aesthetic portion of it would be detrimental, to, I guess, to the neighborhood because
they're all that way.
Faced it one way.
Right.
But that's not all necessarily true all the time.
Okay.
Mr. Wilkins. Houses I've seen that they call it the front, and it really isn't the front. By standard, it's really the side or
right.
The rear. So that's my opinion anyway.
Mr. Wortman?
I'm in favor of it. I mean, the ditch caused a problem. The development has a standard how the houses are.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be fine if the ditch wasn't there and the ditch is really causing.
He could go ahead and build it.
I mean, he can turn it, but it'd be odd in that development. And so I have no problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Well, this is somewhat precarious, but I guess the other aspect that I'd like to look at it too is that it is a RPC, a planned, you know, it's a planned residential community.
Community.
They knew the ditch was there to start with. Now, why it wasn't on those plans we saw, I don't know. But
I couldn't understand those plans. Some portions of it.
But I mean, when they planned the community, they knew the ditch was there. And, you know, whether it be this developer or builder or another builder, it was all in the plans to start with of the community. And I think it should be, you know, it's not like they just dug it. So in that sense, I think that the model homes or the homes that are offered by the builders should be adapted to a lot like this because it is in a community like this that had already been planned.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not be in favor of it.
Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 10,988. Due to the discussion that we just had here, that doesn't that the property could be developed
in strict conformity.
Strict conformity, if the building was turned the correct way, and also I'll let Mr. Hudson add to that what he had said about the
RPC
development itself and RPC.
Okay.
Well, I'll second that, and for the reason I stated about it is a planned residential community, and the ditch was there in the planning stages of that community.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,988. All those in favor, Mr. Mills?
Aye, it can be otherwise developed.
Okay, and Mr. Hudson again?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, Mr. Wortman?
Nay.
And, nay? Okay, and Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Okay, and aye, for the reasons are stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 10,988 is denied. Okay, now we go into...